AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department is giving a judge a redacted version of the affidavit it used for searching former President Donald Trump's home in Florida. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It was filed under seal, so what's in the document is unclear, along with when or how much of it might be made public. The affidavit's likely to have key information about the FBI's basis for searching Mar-a-Lago. While the AP and other news media organizations pushed for the document's release, the Justice Department was opposed, saying that could reveal too much information. The judge said he was not inclined to keep the whole thing sealed and told the department to redact information it once kept secret, while acknowledging it's possible that could make the entire thing essentially incomprehensible. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is criticizing President Biden for forgiving some student loan debt, saying even an economist during the Obama administration thinks this is a bad time to do this.
That it's absolutely throwing gas on the fire, and it's going to exacerbate the inflationary period that we have. Obviously, it's also not fair because we have so many people that have taken out loans and paid off their loans, and now they're sitting there saying, like, what, are they chumps for having done the right thing?
A federal appeals court says Arkansas can't enforce its ban on transgender children receiving gender-affirming medical care. Arkansas was the first state to enact a ban which prohibits doctors from providing gender-confirming hormone treatment, puberty blockers, or surgery to anyone under 18, or from referring them to other providers. Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a major buildup of his country's military forces 6 months after the start of the war in Ukraine. Interstate 10, the main highway from Los Angeles to Phoenix, was damaged by a flash flood that washed out part of the road through the Southern California desert. This is AP News. A deal appears to be in place to end a teacher's strike in Columbus, Ohio.
There's been a breakthrough in talks between the school board and striking teachers in Columbus, Ohio. Both sides say they've reached a conceptual agreement, tentatively ending a strike which began Monday. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. The union had pressed for safer buildings, better heating and air conditioning, smaller class sizes, and a more well-rounded curriculum, including arts, music, and physical education. Union members will meet this weekend to vote on the new contract, and the school board will vote after union ratification. Plans are for in-school classes to begin Monday for the district's 47,000 students who began the school year remotely Wednesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
The president of a local NAACP branch in Florida, Dr. Vanessa Tulsi, has resigned, saying that as a South Asian woman, she experienced racist marginalization from others in the civil rights group. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.